Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Wall Street Journal article highlights how young people are embracing old technology like flip phones, CD players, digital cameras, record players, and vinyl. The younger generation's embracing that now, so it's kind of amazing to think that now the 20-year-olds are calling their grandparents for tech support. It's like, hey, Gramps, how do I work this flip phone? How does this record player work? You know, where do you put this disc?
How do I send a text on that flip phone? Yeah. Remember how you did that? You hit that button two times for one letter, three times for the next.
And then you hit it one time too many, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to start all over.
But that retro stuff is in for the younger generation now, which is kind of funny because you see the videos of, you know, they'll show them like an old telephone or something. And like, what do you think that is? And like, I have no idea. You know, you see those videos?
Yep.
No? Okay.
You're trying to dial a rotary phone?
Yeah, stuff like that. So kind of funny. And I think it's what happens is, you know, then the older generation, they start using smartphones. And they're like, oh, the younger generation's like, that ain't cool anymore. So we're going to go back to flip phones.
What they need to do is just switch.
Yeah.
The young kids give grandma the flip phones. You teach me how to work this. The grandma, I confused myself.
This goes way back. Like, I remember when Minecraft came out. This has been 10 or 20 years ago, probably 20. And they went with this super low-resolution block graphics as their game. And I was like, we've been trying to get realistic-looking graphics on the computer games. Uh-huh. And they're like, oh, we're going to make this guy who's made out of squares.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's very strange to me that the younger generation is going retro on everything.
Well, you know, your grandparents are better with technology than you think. Here are some results from a new survey of people 60 years old and up.
Boy, it's not my experience that this is true.
This is the breakdown. 99.
And I know Cato has had the same issues.
Well, me too. Like, you know.
Like your mom has a tough time with technology. Yeah. I think all of us feel like our parents have a tough time.
I tell her she needs to go back to a flip phone.
Mm-hmm. 99% say they use the internet, even if it's just to check emails or use Google or get scammed.
I was about to say, scammed. That's what they use it for.
Almost 2 out of 3 say they own a smartphone. So you got the 20, you know, the younger people getting flip phones, and they are getting the smartphones. Only 20% say they need a lot of help with technology. 60% say they usually need some help with technology. And then 20% say they never need help with technology. So you got about 20% of the grandpas and grandmas out there that can figure it out. The rest of them are usually needing a little bit of help.
My mom will FaceTime me if she has a computer question, but the whole time I have to be like, Ma, that's the ceiling. we passed the computer. Yeah. Now I'm looking at the floor. A little bit. Now I'm looking at the wall. We'll get there. Yeah. We get there. We figure it out.
Yeah. And same thing, my mom will call me. I'm like, I know nothing about technology. And when I'm the tech guy in the family, that's not good. So here's what they're doing with their technology and the websites they're going to. You know the number one thing that the old people are going to.
Google. Okay. That's what everyone goes to.
Google, besides Google, though, it's Facebook. That's the number one thing that they are going to.
Because my mom has a problem with Google.
Uh-huh.
She'll say, hey, who is that? I'm like, well, just Google it. You know I don't know how to do all that. No, you don't, do you?
So maybe the grandparents aren't as good with technology as we think.
I think it depends.
Number two on the list is like Instagram, and then you got X and Twitter. Then you got Pinterest is also. It's like number four. So now, if I do need Pinterest help, I can go to my mom. She can help me out with that, with those recipes and how to make crafts.
I don't even know if I have a Pinterest account.
I do,
it's something I created when it came out and have never used.
They make it hard.
They do, because mine got hacked, and instead of messaging me, you were hacked, they just blocked me. So I couldn't get on it for almost a year, and then they finally let me back on. I'm like, I don't even want you anymore.
Okay, well, you got to be in the Pinterest club to do all that stuff. And then number five was Snapchat.
Oh, no.
And TikTok and Reels, yeah.
Hopefully Snapchat, they're just doing the filters.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, look, my grandchild has dog ears.
It's funny to see the grandparents when you do show them, like, them with dog ears or a younger face, because they do freak out with those. And then the TikTok and Reels, obviously, you can get stuck on those for a while. Even my mom will, like, you know, she'll get stuck on one of those. And like, hey, I want to show you something, and it'll take me about 10 minutes to find that video she wanted to show me. So
where did OnlyFans come in?
That did not.
Heaven. Really?
Only grandmas.
Yeah. Those are the ones they admitted to.
You'll see some corn pads on my foot.
Oh, no. There are foot people out there.
That one's got a corn pad on it, don't it? No. I got to remove my Dr. Scholl's slippers.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It's the classic story. Boy meets girl, falls in love with girl, and girl gets away. And he spends the rest of his life thinking about the girl who got away.
Oh.
The one that he should have married but didn't for some reason or another. Well, they ask people, does this really happen to you? Is there really someone in your past who's the one who got away?
Well, sometimes you get, you know, you're fishing, you get that fish in there and it just slips away and goes back in the water. And
nothing to do with that.
Then you got some that you actually want to throw back.
But hadn't some people, I'm sure, have caught the same fish. So you may come back around and catch that same fish.
You again.
Well, 40% of people said they have experienced the one that got away. So in their life, they're reminiscing, and maybe they're married to someone else. Mm. Maybe they're happy now. They have a family. But they think back fondly of that guy or girl that got away, the one they should have been with, but they aren't.
Is it someone they dated and then broke up with, or somebody that they never asked out that they should have?
You know, it could be either one of those, Kato.
I think a lot of that has to do with how happy you are in your present life.
Well,
like
I
how much you look back and regret or think, oh, what could have been.
Right.
But if you're in a place where you're happy, then you don't tend to look back and think, oh, wonder what that could have been.
Well, I thought about this when I saw it. I'm like, you know, 40% of people say they have someone who got away. And I thought back in my life and I realized something profound. I mean, I am happily married. I love my wife, but I dated people before her. And I realized in my life, I'm the one that got away.
Yeah, you are. Get him, Tom.
There are women out there who are probably going, man, Tom is the one that got away.
Uh-huh. I like that. I'm going to look at it that way, too.
That's so good.
But honestly, I was thinking about, I don't have any exes that I wish I had ended up with. In fact, a lot of them, I thank the Lord for letting them get away from me, because I was making a mistake. Not all. I dated a lot of really good people. Wasn't the right place, right time, right combo. But there are some that were disasters waiting to happen to my life. And so I'm so happy they got away. I'm not upset.
Someone told me people come into your life for a lifetime or for a lesson. So even if things don't work out, you can kind of find like a silver lining in the relationship.
But you're saying I might have been the lesson for some people.
No comment.
Tom 101.
I feel like I was, so I don't want to sound too braggy or anything, but there was some that I dated who I think wanted a real relationship, and it just wasn't the right time. I wasn't ready for that yet. They were good people. I wouldn't have been a horrible match for them, but it just wasn't the right time.
But you don't think they go on Facebook now or your social media account and they're like,
I think they get on there and they go, wow, he did really well. I wish things had worked out.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying they necessarily think that they wish that they hadn't gotten who they ended up with, but I don't think they look at me and go, wow, thank God I didn't get that guy. I hope.
I think my exes, I think, miss my family more than me.
Tori's laughing at me.
Yes, she's
not even hiding it.
Yeah. No, it was the face you made when you said that.
Okay. Now, what did you say, Katie? Your family what?
I think they, my exes loved my family more than me.
Oh, yeah. Was,
yeah. My family's fun to be around. And I think, you know, when even my sister and I have talked about that, yeah. when we break it off or the exes, they get mad because they can't come to our family gatherings anymore.
No, I will say I had exes that I broke up with and I felt sad that I lost their family in the deal. Like, yeah. I actually did enjoy being around their family.
Isn't that the worst? You're like, bye, I love you. And the ex is like, I love you too. And you're like, not you. I'm talking to your mom. Yeah. Jeez.
Exactly. Now, 10% of the people said there's someone I currently feel this way about. So those are the ones who still are regretting it. 30% said there was someone in the past they felt that way about. So men were more likely to say they had someone who got away. Than women.
You know, though, the grass is always greener. It's like...
I know you see my neighbors. Mine is not.
Tori, yeah. why did you react so much to that?
Because I was in my head, I was like, he better not.
Yeah, you're thinking your husband might be the one who's thinking that.
There are probably days where he's like, whew.
Well, because relationship is hard. It's hard. I mean, they sit there and they reminisce or in this, let's say, this other relationship, and it's a very difficult time, and you're struggling, and you look at this like, that's not good for you.
But the truth is, sometimes, like, those relationships that are so short, it's easy maybe to look back and be like, oh, that was so, because you didn't stick it out through the storms.
Oh, yeah.
But when you do, yeah, I mean, there are going to be days where it's rough.
You also forget about the hard times, because I dated this one girl in Tampa, Florida. And we ended up splitting up because of all these hassles and problems. And it just like she was always with her family doing stuff. It was she didn't call me and let me know what was going on. And so I saw her like months later at the mall. And I talked to her. And that flame was like right there. And so I'm like, we should go back out again. And we did for about 3 weeks. And I realized all the reasons we had split up before. And it was like, so your mind plays tricks on you mm-hmm. and you forget about the bad parts.
Wouldn't it be great to have like a relationship meteorologist that just steps in every once in a while? It's like, there's a storm brewing right over here in this conversation right now. The cold front's going to be coming in any moment now.
80% chance of don't do this again.
Yeah, they'll get it wrong half the time. All right. Well, millennials and Gen X are more likely to feel this way than boomers and Gen Z. So the youngest and the oldest are less likely to feel that way.
You ever feel like there's that job that got away and you just end up settling?
No, Cato, do you?
Oh, never mind.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Time for Torture Tuesday. We had an interesting situation here in the studio. Cato and Hawk were bragging on their Jenga skills.
Is it Jenga or Jenga?
It's spelled Jenga. I don't know.
Well, I will say that I'm better at the big, large blocks of Jenga than they have like a local cube.
Uh-huh.
But these, my finger's bigger than these.
Well, that doesn't matter because Hawk and Cato were basically one-upping each other on how they do so well when they play this at parties that they've decided to have a contest this morning for Torture Tuesday. Now, Jenga would have been kind of boring in and of itself, so we've added a couple of twists to make this fun for Torture Tuesday. First of all, there is a $100 bill at the bottom of the Jenga stack.
Okay.
And the winner is going to walk away with a crisp $100 bill this morning.
I love it.
But they're not going to be using their hands.
What are you talking about?
Cato, I know
you. It's a little chilly in here. Yeah.
You voted for something else. Yeah. But we settled for tongue Jenga.
You got to put your hands behind your back. It's kind of like bobbing for apples.
Oh, you're going to use your tongues to move the sticks out of the Jenga pile.
That's a great twist.
So do we get to touch? We're not going to touch the same stick.
We might.
That's up to you.
Yum.
Yeah. Sanitizer out.
But, but you guys are going to basically be removing a Jenga block one at a time with your tongues, and you'll put your hands behind your back, like Hawk said, and knock one of them out, and the person who knocks the whole stack over loses. The other person walks away with a crisp $100 bill.
And if this goes well, it might be something you want to do with the whole family. It's like next time you have a board night, don't even just, you know, make it Jenga. Make it Yahtzee. It's like, you know, you're going to play. Who needs cups? Just put those, put those five dice in your mouth and just blow it out there. Yahtzee!
That's funny.
All right, so you guys make your way around to the Jenga pile.
Who goes first?
All right.
You guys, normally you flip a coin for that. Either of you got a quarter in your mouth?
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors.
You can flip it out of your mouth.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I covered you. Okay. Here we go.
That was exciting. All right, so Hawk is going to go first.
All right. I've never played tongue Jenga before.
I like how he's getting into position.
All right, he is going pretty far down there for the first block. Oh, his nose is moving one of them.
There's a hair.
This kid.
Hey, you know why? That's because me and the kids played tongue Jenga last night.
This could end in one try if it's the way it's going.
He got two and one because his nose pushed
him. Okay, Hawk knocks one out. Kato, it is your turn.
I twisted the whole Jenga board, Kato. We're playing tongue Jenga.
Are we Facebook Live or just recording?
Just recording.
Okay, we will have this up later for you to watch. All right, Kato is going in.
Oh, I see mine.
Oh, he's going down low. I think low is dangerous. Okay, Kato knocks one really far down.
He's got a whole method to it. He's got like a swipe method going.
I will never play Jenga with this set. Ever.
The way that you can see the lick marks on the little pieces.
Okay. Hawk knocks one out. It's still stacked. Oh. This won't last long, though.
No, that...
What about that one? That one looks like it's coming out. I don't think you're supposed to touch them all, Kato.
Okay.
All right. Kato took one of the lower ones out. Hawk keeps coming back to the same one.
Oh. It's got a hair on it. Kato's right.
Uh-oh. Oh. It's on the backside now.
Oh,
how in the world?
The hair. The hair's keeping.
Oh, I see the hair grows.
Oh, there is a big hair on it. I hope the video. Oh, my God. Kato, good luck.
Wait,
I think
on.
It's
Let
about to fall
here.
Over just
Tongue
sitting there.
Jenga's good.
I tried to clean up. I mean, get the hair, but
what you got? Are you showing the hair?
I'm trying.
Okay, Kato. Oh, Kato's
I'll
going
go
for that one.
That's Kato.
He's going to get the 100 with that one.
I want to get that $100.
I'd be going up high right now, but then again,
we're playing tongue Jenga.
Oh, he got a low one out.
Oh man, my strategy is gone here.
We need to be on the other side.
Here we go. I got this.
All right, Hawk is trying to get one from the. Oh, it's Kato just got $100 with tongue Jenga.
Oh, no.
We really have to post that video.
That was funny, though, man.
Where's that hand?
You know what? You want to have some fun with your friends? Tongue Jenga.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think in a regulation, match of this, the hair would have disqualified this.
I just love that you're both winded.
Yeah, I know.
Both of you sound like you just ran a marathon.
Because you're sitting there. It's a lot of pressure.
Did you see Hawk's tongue by any chance?
It's so long.
And it's white. It's got some white stuff on it. Did you have, like, coffee or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Cream. Right there.
All right. So, Tori, Tom.
Take us to lunch?
No. Next.
No. Not playing with that box.
Yeah, no. I saw how y'all touched every single one with your tongues.
Yeah, you know what me and the kids did last night, too, with our tongues when I was practicing. I was practicing with them last night.
All that practice and you didn't even win.
I know. What a shame. All right. Tongue Jenga.
I'm about to sit down.
There you go. That's our Torture Tuesday this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a new term in the dating world that can mean two different things. It's called zip coding. And the two different versions, one of them would be what you would consider if it was cancer. It would be benign cancer. And then the other version would be malignant cancer. One of them is okay, maybe, and the other one is pretty rotten.
Okay.
So the first one, zip coding, is where you, in one instance, is where you only date people who live in certain zip codes. So you're like, I'm not dating someone who lives in this zip code. It's beneath me. And that's the lesser of the two evils here.
Wow.
So you're like, oh, yeah, I only date people in the 29607 or, you know, the 29615.
I got you.
You know, you probably pick maybe even, I don't know what area her zip code, I guess it is, would be like for the super rich parts of the city.
Yeah, we don't know those.
Augusta Road and the Parkway, Thornblade, stuff like that.
017?
Maybe so. I don't know.
O-1's downtown.
And we're not good at this. Yeah, O-1 is downtown.
The fancy house is in Clemson, too. There's some nice houses there. I don't know that zip code.
I'm not driving to Clemson today, somebody.
That's a factor. That's how far it is minutes. From you, too.
Yeah, okay. Right.
That's the nicer of the two. The other one is kind of crazy, and this is the one a lot of people are talking about. This is whenever you're dating someone, as long as you're in that zip code, but when you're out of that zip code, you're free and single.
Wow. What?
A great example would be, let's say you're in college and you have a college boyfriend or girlfriend, but when you go back home, you're in a different zip code and now you're single.
That's called cheating.
Yes. Yeah. Unless you both agree to it.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like in the same town, like you're now entering the 296 whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm cross zip code lines from mine. Uh-huh.
I'm not sure I follow
you
yet.
You're still cheating.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You mean out of town, it's okay to cheat, but
so as long as you're not in, like, you have a zip code that you're a couple, and then if you're out of that zip code, you're not a couple anymore.
Well, Greenville County has several, so if you cross one of those zip codes, you're good.
Yeah, maybe they make a like 29615, 29607, and 29601 were a couple.
This is stupid.
It is stupid, but you know what? It's actually happening with the younger generations. They are literally making these rules. And I guess, I mean, zip coding is a dumb way to describe it, or maybe a clever way to describe it. But I guess this has probably happened with kids who go away to college before. They may have a boyfriend or girlfriend while they're on campus, but they're like, if I go back home, I'm not saying I'm spending all Christmas alone. But I wouldn't want to be in that relationship.
Well, no, and I think if both couples, the couple agrees,
right?
He's thinking that's what he's going to do and she doesn't know it.
That's wrong. That's wrong, period. Both of them are wrong.
But if you're both happy with it, do what it makes you happy.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, if you're into it. But the whole term is very narcissistic. I mean, you're like, okay, I'm going to either pick someone who lives in a certain zip code because I want people from rich zip codes, or maybe you're just lazy and you're like, I'm only picking people in these zip codes because they're close to me.
I love the rebranding of it.
Yes.
Like, instead of just being like, it's cheating, they're like, it's zip coding.
Yes.
So that's cute.
What's next? Area coding?
Area coding would be a lot bigger.
Yeah.
That would at least be a little more of a stable relationship. Yep. Then you could say, we're moving from a zip code relationship to an area code relationship. Our range of togetherness has grown.
Yes.
And then you could grow to like a state relationship and then eventually a country relationship.
Well, no, the South.
Or county, too.
Then the world relationship.
That's the final one when you get married.
And then you got another galaxy you can check out.
Okay. Yeah,
if I go to Mars, I'm okay to cheat.
It's like you're dating an alien anyway if they're doing this.
Right.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
So we got some fog in the area and going to be partly cloudy, a high of 79. Well, when you're out there driving, apparently these traffic jams are making us fatter. Just to let you know. And also, that tailgating doesn't get you where you're going any faster.
What?
Tailgating.
Oh, you don't mean like before a football game?
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. My tailgating gets me there faster. I cut through the gaps and move my way forward.
I did it yesterday. I try not to tailgate because you never know if the person in front of you is going to stop. But I'm coming up 385. I pass at least a minimum of 6 cars going 50 to 55 mile an hour in a 65
right.
In the far left-hand lane. I'm passing them in the right lane.
Okay.
You're jerks. Get over.
If I was president, we would all have little devices on the front of our car, and it would shoot a little dart that was like a suction cup. And it would, when someone got 3 of those darts on their car, they would get a ticket.
Oh, how about just if it vaporizes them?
That I thought about that too, but I think it goes against some of the Constitution.
Be like one of those Minions movies where the car just disappears with one of those guns. So according to a new study out of MIT, tailgating doesn't get you where you're going faster. In fact, it has the opposite effect. The researchers found that when cars drive too close to each other, it creates traffic jams and slows things down.
Yeah, whatever.
The best thing we could do is all try to keep an equal space between the cars in front of us and the cars behind us.
If I'm in the left lane and you tailgate me, I'm going to be like, ooh, my bad, and I scoot over, get out of the way. Because
exactly.
That's the left lane. You,
that's
you
exactly.
Pass in that lane. I messed up. I'll move. If I'm in the right lane and you're tailgating me, Miss Daisy's about to pass us because I'm slowing way down.
That's okay. Reasonable.
We are going to be little tortoises getting where we're going.
I get confused, though, like on these, like Woodruff Road or Clemson Boulevard, you know, where you're on these roads.
You stay on the right.
Do you still stay that way?
What do you mean?
Does it still apply? Is the highway rules where the slower cars go?
What lane do you drive in? Okay. I just didn't know how far you didn't know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, on traffic where you're going to be turning left and right, it's different. But you still try to kind of... these roads are slow enough that it's not going to make that big a difference.
My mom lives out Pels, or out 25.
Yeah.
And, man, they're building craziness out there. But... she said the same thing. She goes, oh, you're supposed to get over. You're in the left lane. And people are, I'm like, this is not an interstate.
Yeah.
This
is the 25, a lot of it gets pretty much like one.
There's still traffic lights. You're still turning left.
I would be riding your butt if you were going slow in the left lane.
I would be going slower then.
Well, I would just pass you on the other side.
Well, you can. I mean, you can pass me on the right there, but I think this applies to interstates.
I think it's mainly interstates, but there's a lot of highways it should apply to also.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I still try to stay out of the left lane. Just because most of the time that's when you're trying to really book
right.
It.
Sometimes
it's
I tailgate.
Common courtesy.
I like to, you know, I'm trying to read bumper stickers and stuff like that. I'm appreciative of those red lights. Then, like, what does that bumper sticker say?
You're like, I'm actually not trying to tailgate. I'm just trying to read your bumper sticker.
Yeah. Okay. And then those traffic jams are making us fatter. Study found that the traffic jams are making us fatter, and this is why: because we're more likely to eat fast food when traffic is bad, and especially for dinner, because you think it's, you know, you're sitting there and you're like, oh man, I'm not going to get home in time to make that pot roast and mashed potatoes. And when I get home, I ain't going to feel like doing it. I'm in this traffic jam. So I'm just going to pull through the drive-thru and get something to eat so you don't feel like cooking when you get home.
I don't know why you didn't put that pot roast in the slow cooker before you left to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to make it.
Mm-hmm. I forgot, okay? I was running late.
House smells so good for so long.
God, roast sounds so good.
Well, the researchers looked at 3 years' worth of traffic and GPS data, and they found heavy traffic made people go to the fast food drive-thrus. So they're actually tracking this and seeing that. Okay.
What's that job like?
Yeah.
You just sit on the side of the road and you're like, oh, there's another one turning in.
No, it's the satellite stuff. They're seeing all the cars and how they're going. You know, like when I'm traveling and I've got my Waves app out and you see the red, you know, line that just drives you crazy. I mean, it took me like 7 hours to get home from Tennessee the other day because of I-40 traffic.
Oh, because you know Waves will give you an option to go a different route.
Yeah, some places like an I-40 and some places on 95 you can.
Yeah.
Also, people are less likely to swing by a grocery store and pick up something. So if it's traffic is bad in the afternoon, most likely you're going to get some fast food that night. So
you blame all these drivers on your weight gain. Yeah, you blame them.
I've only gained a couple pounds.
Welcome to Babbel for Car Horns, teaching you the universal language of driving. Lesson 1, the soft two-touch. The light's been green for 2 seconds. Give a gentle reminder with 2 short beeps. Now you try it. No, that honk means you pulled right out in front of me and now you're going 25 in a 50. Try it again, like this. Your turn. Almost. That honk indicates that some BMW stole your parking space. Again, this lesson is the soft two-touch. Try once more. Okay, let's take a break and some blood pressure medication. This is Babbel for Car Horns.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.